Chairman, just a quick one. 59 million against is also unusually high. The average for Australian directors is 96% in favour, and there'll only be 30 or 40 over the years who've been under 90%. So clearly there's another issue here, although less of an issue for John. I'm presuming it might be length of service. Have you heard back from your shareholders or proxy advisors as to what the issue is with Rowena?
No, we haven't.
No, all right. And I guess my only question would be, no issues with Rowena serving. She seems to get paid more than most of the other independent directors. Normally the system would be that directors would get the same whack. And I'd say overall we're probably paying our directors under the odds in terms of what the market is. So, I mean, it's a very big board. Why do we have such differential fees, and why is Rowena one of our highest paid directors?
Rowena is paid because she's also a member of the Crown Melbourne Board, which is a board that has a regulatory requirement to meet and function and operate on a regular basis. And Rowena, I believe, is the receives the payment for that service.